This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with his Ethiopian counterpart Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali on all aspects of bilateral ties in Addis Ababa this evening. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said, India and Ethiopia are alleviating their ties to a strategic partnership, giving new energy and direction to cooperation.
Aaj hum Bharat-Ethiopia sambandhon ko strategic partnership us tar par le ja rahe hain. Ye kadam hamare sambandhon ko nayi urja, nayi gati aur nayi gehrai pradan karega. Aaj hame hamare sahyog ke pramukh aayamon jaise economy, innovation, technology, defense, health, capacity building aur multilateral cooperation par vichar vimarsh karne ka mauka mila.
Mr. Modi said India and Ethiopia stand together as democratic partners committed to peace, human welfare and the global south and are working closely on international platforms.
Hum global south ke sahyatri bhi hain aur saajedar bhi hain. Antarrashtriya manchon par bhi hum kandhe se kandha milakar khade rahe hain. Ek samaveshi vishv, inclusive world ke saaja vision se prerit hokar Bharat ne 2023 mein yah sunishchit kiya ki Afriki Union G20 ka sadasya bane.
In his address, Ethiopia's Prime Minister appreciated India's consistent emphasis that Africa's priorities must lead the partnership, aligning with an Africa-led and Africa-defined development path. Earlier, India and Ethiopia signed 3 MOUs to enhance mutual cooperation in the presence of the two leaders. These include administrative assistance in custom matters, data center establishment at the Embassy of Ethiopia, and cooperation in UN peacekeeping. Prime Minister Modi reached Ethiopia's capital this evening on a 2-day visit to the African nation after concluding his visit to Jordan. Prime Minister Modi wrapped up his 2-day successful visit to Jordan after attending a series of high-level engagements in Amman. During the visit, Mr. Modi held extensive talks with King Abdullah II. The two leaders also addressed a high-profile business forum that brought together industry leaders from both nations. Both sides also signed 5 memoranda of understanding. The trip marked India's first full bilateral engagement with Jordan and came as the two countries prepare to celebrate 75 years of diplomatic relations. The two countries signed 5 memoranda of understanding covering culture, renewable energy, water management, digital public infrastructure and a twinning arrangement between the historic sites of Petra and Ellora. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Oman tomorrow on the last leg of his 3-nation tour after concluding his visit to Jordan and Ethiopia. Mr. Modi is visiting the Gulf nation on the invitation of the head of the Sultanate of the State of the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. The visit is of great significance as it will be taking place when India and Oman are celebrating the 70th anniversary of the establishment of their diplomatic relations. The government today introduced the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen VBG Ramji Bill 2025. It was introduced in the Lok Sabha. The legislation will replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. Introducing the bill, Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, the government is working towards realizing Mahatma Gandhi's vision and establishing the Ram Rajya that Bapu had envisioned. U.S. Embassy in India has shared U.S. President Donald Trump's praise for India and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a social media post, the U.S. Embassy quoted the U.S. President as saying that India is home to one of the world's oldest civilizations. He called India an amazing country and an important strategic partner for America in the Indo-Pacific region. In cricket, India have reached semi-final of Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 by defeating Malaysia by 315 runs in their third group stage match of the tournament at the 7 Stadium, Dubai today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.